Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Monstrous Radio.
Issues right now. Look, no startup music, no nothing. I don't know if I'm even live on the line, if you guys can hear me. It's Monstrous Radio Live Takeover Tuesday. I'm trying to get somebody to help me run the board, but I don't know how that's working right now, but I do have a hot interview for you guys coming up, so you'll have to bear with me. I probably got about, actually maybe 9 minutes before I actually make it to the studio, and then I can definitely take over and be the bull on the line. Look, I don't even know why people are even calling me right now. Really? All right, I'm trying to get this thing going with the radio. So hold on, you guys. Bear with me. My boss is calling on the other line. Stick with me. We're going to get it together. Hold on a minute. Look, still not there yet, but I'm getting pretty close. Alright, let's see. We're still going to get it together. I'm still here, people. I know people are probably like, what's going on? We got it together. I just got to get to this studio. Alright, we got this nice interview here coming up. Sorry it took so long to get back on the line for you guys. But hey, we're going to get it together. It's Monstrous Radio. This is what we do. Get it? We push through it. All right, let's see. I got this interview coming up. It is still Takeover Tuesday. After the interview, you guys still can call in, take over the show. Tell us what you do, what you got going on, and where you're from. So, all right, let's see what else we got going on this week. There's an Aries Bash going on at the Ruby Lounge, I believe it's called. Is it the Ruby Lounge? Yeah, it is the Ruby Lounge. It's coming up. It's an Aries Bash. It's like five ladies' birthday party. That's right, five ladies' birthday party. And definitely, Jazzy, if you're still on the line, definitely chime in, or at least make sure I'm on the thing, because I'm not for sure if people can hear me or not. So, and if you're listening and you know my actual number, send me a text. Let me know what's going on. Let me know if you can hear me right now, or else I'm going to assume you guys cannot hear me. So, But let's see, what else we got going on? Don't forget we got tomorrow night, which is Wet Wet Wednesday. I will not be late for Wet Wet Wednesday. There we go. I can hear you. That you, Jazz?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
There we go. There we go. So, all right, let's see. Do we got other caller lines on there?
Yes, there is a couple of callers on here, too. Yeah.
Okay. If you see the one ending, I believe it's...
We are not alone.
Oh. I believe it should be... It might be the longest one up there. Miss Unbelievable should be on there. Just trying to remember what her number starts with off. Just by a reminder. Ooh, I know it's going to be 612.
I'm here. Miss Unbelievable.
Oh, there she goes.
Hey. Miss Hey, boy.
There we go.
How you doing?
There y'all go with y'all ladies moment.
I'm fine. How you doing? I'm good, girl. Just long day, girl. Long day. Whew. I need some Calgon to take me away.
I would say I need some Southwest Airlines, but apparently they leaving people stranded places. No, that's Sun Country, I think it was. One of them airlines, somebody need to take me somewhere, but don't leave me. I'm just saying, don't leave me. So as you guys know, we have this interview coming up a little bit later with Super Floyd and Truth I Mean. So, I mean, y'all going to be ready? I mean, I know you know who Super Floyd is, their Jazzy B, but I don't know if Miss Unbelievable, you really know Super Floyd that well.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, he's a, like I said last night, he is my brother from another mother. You dig? He also was my, I guess you could say business associate, as we would say, Jazzy, with my music club.
What did you say? I can't hear you.
Super Floyd. Am I hard to hear?
I hear y'all. I can hear you now.
We hear you.
Okay.
Yes, I hear you.
All right. So Super Floyd is a producer, an artist. I almost want to say he's even an activist. You know what I mean? But all right, matter of fact, let's see.
He's everything. You're right, E. He's talented. He everything.
Right.
You're right.
Right. He's another one of them cats that's like me. You know what I mean? You don't walk up to him and say, brother man, what you do? No. You got to say, brother man, what do you not do? You know, he does so much, you got to ask him, what don't you do, bro? Uh-oh, I'm about to run a line.
All right.
My bad.
Right.
So I think we might have him on the line already. Do you know his area code? I'm on the road, so I can't really do too much. I am on my Bluetooth, people, so don't be judging me. Come on down. Don't be talking on the phone and drive. I got my Bluetooth player. But do you know if he's over there on the line yet? Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Miss Unbelievable?
I'm looking. I think this might be him right here.
Can you hear me, brother?
Oh, hi
there.
Sir, I was lost. Hey, Super Floyd.
What's happening, family?
What's happening?
Man, cooling on this Tuesday, man. Good to hear from everybody.
Yeah.
And we're making it work. So, hey, we're going to make it work. It is what it is. If the snow can't stop me, then the internet ain't going to stop me either. I'm just saying.
Must go on.
So,
we got it as usual.
Right. We're going to been through so many struggles in life, we can't let some little stuff get to us. All right, let's just go ahead and get into interview. Start it out right quick. You know, we'll start out with you, Super Floyd, and then we'll get to the Truth I Mean here in just a moment. But, man, you know how we start out these interviews. You know how I like to help the people get to know the people that I interview, that people can connect with you, relate to your music, get interactive with you a little more. They know who you are. So come on, bro. Tell the people. I know who you are. Jazzy knows who you are. But come on, tell the people who is Super Floyd outside of the music business. You know, is you a cashier? Are you a father? Are you a player? A pastor? I mean, who is Super Floyd outside of the music business? Hello.
That's a lot of peace and blessing, people, man. Salute to my family on the phone. You know, E Monster, Jazzy, what's happening, True? And to all the people that are listening, basically, Super Floyd, first and foremost, is a father. Very dedicated father, family man. Outside of that, man, also someone that's kind of obsessed with the truth of our people, equal rights, making this world equal as possible, the best we can. And a musician, engineer, pretty much not saying the jack of all trades with everything, man, but I keep my fingertips on a lot, much as I can. And main thing is to spread that peace, that love, and that balance, and use every aspect that I know of to make this world a better place. And that's ultimately who I am. And, you know, I leave it at that on that. Yo, can you hear me?
Oh,
yes,
man, I forgot to put myself on mute as I was cutting through. But yeah, we got you, bro. So to help people get to know you still a little bit better, tell us, you know what I mean, what was life for you before you started doing music? You know what I mean? And what age did you start doing music? And then, you know, tell us about the life, what it was like before you got into the music.
The unique thing is actually before I started music, it's kind of hard to remember because it's something that came to me naturally. I say at the age of 8, I was already rigging up tape recorders and stuff, and you know the tape cassettes that used to be in convenience stores with the instrumentals and the singles they used to sell back in the day. So I was already collecting those, and I've been surrounded by music from my older brothers since I can remember. So besides playing in the yard with a couple of action figures or something, hide and seek, it always has been music. And I can honestly say for probably 16 years straight, every day with the exception of a few little moments, I've been doing the same thing consistently. So it's kind of hard to remember much or anything to say without music. And that question just actually made me think about that. It's all on my mind.
Okay. So then you're saying you was writing at 8, bruh. What was you writing about? Bubble gum and do you like me? Yes or no? I mean, what was you writing about?
Well, actually, my brother had a very big song collection from KRS-One, 96, Jay's first album, The Ghetto Boys, Outkast, Goody Mob, Ja Rule when he came out. Actually, before I wrote my own rhymes, I used to be obsessed with certain songs I liked. So I would take the song and listen and rewind it over and over and write down their lyrics to help me remember who spit the song that they did. And I would say that was my first attribute coming to writing, and it actually taught me the art from an industry standard. So I used to do that back then, and I guess it helped me, you know, kind of critique myself and put it into what I do today. So it actually wasn't my own songs, but it was a little poetry. It's just something that gave me a head start.
Right. Pre-karaoke, that's what we gonna call it. You was an originator of karaoke. That's what we gonna say. So I'm gonna go ahead and let the ladies hit you with a couple questions because you know, bro, me and you, we could talk forever. So I'm gonna go ahead and let the ladies see if they got a question for you right quick. We'll start out. Let's see, you already know Jazzy, so let's see if it's unbelievable may have a question for you tonight.
Okay.
So, hi, how are you doing? Nice to meet you. What was your inspiration at 8, and what is your inspiration at the age you are now? Like, what inspires you, and what inspired you?
My inspiration, I started in church, going to church, so I always have been obsessed with keyboards. I love playing the keyboard. So when I used to go to church, I would, of course, the sermon part of it, I would listen, but I mean, to only take in so much, and I still feel I took in more than usual for the child at that age. But I was always focused on the keyboard player and the organ player, so I became obsessed with keyboards. My mother and my aunt, they bought me keyboards and drum sets, and I was just obsessed with sound and making music. And I'm self-taught with the keyboard, so that led me to learning how to play, just self-taught by hand. I took a few lessons, and I think I was 9 when I got my drum set. when I got my drum set, I tore it up within a year. But all these musical elements, all these musical elements that were around me, whether it was me with my keyboard, my brothers with the speakers that I was rigging to hook up, it just gave me an all-around outlook on music. I used to cut the wires from the speakers and wire them up on my own. And it's just, it's no certain thing. Long as it has something to do with music or science, I would figure it out. And I think to answer your question, from the age of 8 up to now, it led me on the path of naturally being an engineer. So I can take a trash can and record the sound and make a beat out of it. I can take your vocals and make auto-tunes before the auto-tune plugin came out with the vocoders or so forth. It just led to a path of creativeness. And that's pretty much what I can get to it for now to answer your question.
Cool. So you mentioned sound, the essence of sound. How does sound move you and the rhythm and like the, and the tones? How does that move you and how does that help you put your, compose your music and your tracks and your lyrics?
Well, I would like to think of sound as being, first of all, it's a law of the universe, rhythm. Our heartbeats, we keep a constant heartbeat. It's the heartbeat of life, and I've studied music. Most hits, they don't have all this complex drum patterns, and you hear doo, 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 doo. That's the heartbeat, and the tempo of music actually controls your vibe. And, actually my favorite drum pattern. So basically it's just being creative and hearing the sound. Sound is, the vibration of sound is something like in the Bible says God spoke the word. So obviously sacred knowledge of sound is just what everything is. I don't think people take it as serious as it should be because we all love music, but the sound actually creates vibes for people and actually make you feel a certain type of way, actually make you do certain things. So I'm the type that actually took it in and used it for the knowledge part of it versus using it blindly. So that's why the music we make will actually make you feel a certain type of way if you take the time to listen.
Okay, I agree with that.
Knowledge.
That's amazing. And I get that so wholeheartedly. Jazzy, you got any questions for your fans?
Of course I have some questions for Super Floyd.
Of course.
Yeah. It's not going to be nothing too crazy, though. I really just would like you to tell the folks the most important lesson that you learned along your journey.
Well, the most important thing as of now is, this quote can directly tie into music, but it's a general quote, too much of anything can be bad for you and not enough could be bad to you too. Too much water can drown you, not enough can, you can die from thirst. Too much heat can burn you, not enough, you die from coldness. It's hard to jump in the world of music because you can't drown in it. And me being in it so long, it can consume my mind. I'm so dedicated that that's all I do. It's how I grind, how I eat, how I communicate, express myself. And that passion sometimes can be overbearing. So the biggest lesson I learned from it is learning how to balance it. And it's true. People that are true artists, who wear a heart on their sleeve and paint their life picture and word message through music, it can consume you because music is a drug within itself. So I had to learn to balance it because I would get lost in it, but it also shows my seriousness and to my craft, what I do. And I think a lot of brothers we can see, especially who's in the industry in the top ranks, you can't get lost in it. And I learned this year that I won't allow myself to get lost in it. So I control my creativeness, honestly. That's the lesson that I learned recently.
That is a great lesson. If you could go back and to your younger self, knowing everything that you know and experience right now, what would you tell yourself?
I would go, what would I tell myself? I wouldn't change anything, but so far as what I know and being serious, I think we'll all probably be millionaires right now. If I could change it, and I would get on it more business side, and a lot of things I would change. That's a whole book within itself, sis, but the number one thing I would say is I would have took band in school because I never took band, and if I would have went in there, my scholarships would have went differently. So that's one thing I would say.
Okay, all right. That was all my questions. You got questions? Got some more questions?
Okay. Yeah, I do got one. One, I want to say a statement about the band. I don't know, bro. I don't know. Maybe it might have took you to better places, but I think you learned how to control music and guide it a little bit better by not taking band and actually learning how to play music. Just picking it up and self-learning, because you weren't confined to, say, like, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. It is.
Gotcha.
And I think that's where some artists, where they fail. They try to learn it, and they try to do this and that, and then everything is so mechanical, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. And that's what I like about your music, bro. It's so rhythmic that it could be different on some songs or some beats that you make, but it just comes together with such melody that, you know, you can't deny it at all. So I want to ask you, is there anybody else in your family, like, you know, a parent, a grandparent, somebody else? I mean, is music driven in your family?
Hopefully, it's not to the level that I'm presenting. You have some that dibbled and dabbled, like, actually, no. I just picked it up from my older brothers, man, with that big super sound system back when Wu-Tang came in. Wu-Tang, the culture, mm-hmm. swarmed my city really hard, in my city where I'm from. So when that, even before that, man, like, just my people always used to play music, and it, as far as I can remember, it was something very special to me. I just loved it that much. But I have no instrument players or no producers or anything, man. I'm just self-taught. It's just something that I naturally love. And I think it was just placed in me by the Most High, honestly, brother. I mean, I can't honestly think of somebody in my family that really does music. I really can't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's bring it up to date. Let's catch up. Tell people about you and the music today. What's up with you and the music and your sound today?
Okay. Just to see the music today is very potent. That's a word that I like to use. I have a lot of artists ranging from the conscious to the crunk to the straight lyrical to the dumb shit. And it's well-rounded, but my main bread and butter is I'm starting to learn how to produce. No matter how they come, I can leave a fingerprint in it, such as it leaves a message in it. I'm heavily deeply involved in the mechanics of it, and I'm more concerned about how the music make the listener feel. Can it keep their attention versus it being microwave? I call it microwave music or soul food music. Microwave food will not keep you full, but that soul food, it takes longer, but it feeds your soul. And honestly, if something can't feed my soul, it won't stick to me. And I won't care. It's that bounce off music. You hear a hit this week, and next week another song comes, you forget about it. I try my best to get my producers and artists, and including myself being an example, to make music that will actually make people wake up and want to hear that song, because that song has a message that may get them through their day or spark a new thought in their mind. And that's what I strive to do in my studio, which is called Building Studios.
Okay. So, all right, you're getting a little in-depth with you, bro. So, all right, before we take a breather, and obviously we're going to play a track with you and Truth Amin on it, but tell us, how did you end up meeting Truth Amin and end up doing production with her?
We was working, I think it was a few years back, and she was already doing her thing. I actually already wanted to work with her, but it was a studio that was in common that we are affiliated with, and he actually linked us up. We didn't get to work right then. Sometimes you know how you meet people, the chemistry doesn't connect in the studio. We was making dates to get up and work, but when I finally came, I remember me and my team was at the club and we spoke and we actually set up an appointment in the studio and I played a lot of my beats, I recorded her, we did a lot of demos and man, the chemistry was just off the charts. It was a natural bond with the music and from there, man, I'm talking about we got a stupid catalog right now. It never stopped from there and it's just one of those things where it was just right. So that's pretty much how we linked up through the mutual studio that we knew each other through. And from there, it's been a wrap.
Okay. So I'm going to take a breather. We're going to come back. We're going to play one of you guys' track. We're going to come back. We're going to ask you probably one or two more questions, and then we're going to open up with Truth Amin. We're going to see what she got going on, find out about her background, and we're going to ask probably you guys a couple questions together. We cool?
Cool with me, bro.
All right. So I'm about to play this track right here. I believe it's the title of the album, Blue Magic. So why don't you give us a nice, monstrous Takeover Tuesday introduction, and then we're going to run it and then bring it back.
All right, peace and blessings out there, family. It's your boy, Super Floyd, a.k.a. Solar. But also, Truth Amin, we got Blue Magic dropping on Monstrous Radio.
Right, what a promise,
man. You made me stick to the promise, man. You made me, yeah. Stick to the promise, man. You made me, whoa. I will love you the best I can, yeah.
Blue magic, blue moon. I created my own reality. Candles lit, vibes high. As I take in the energy from the most high. Paint a picture, images living, my brain is epic. Take a look at my sigil power, I'm so connected. Infinite when I feel the power, it's one connection. I'ma build in my nigga Tetris, I make my matrix.
I will love you, girl.
Magic.
I will love you, girl.
Boom.
I will love you, girl.
Magic.
I will love you, girl.
Melanin magic, and sometimes I'm a bad habit like a drug. Ivy in my arms and shit is so damn priceless. Fire blazing, flames blue, gold, green, and it's amazing. Look up high, see the sparks as they fall down and multiply. Evil arise, and I won't let it. I sprinkle it with blue magic. It melts away because this potion is so damn tragic. I flip a coin and you disappear with no traces. It's only magic, so baby, don't be afraid of me.
Boom. Magic. Boom. Boom.
It'll be the second full moon of the month, making it extra powerful. Sensitive people like yourselves can start to feel the effects of the full moon well before the actual event itself. So just this time in general, it's just a very energetically powerful, transformative time where you can make great strides in progress.
How to bless all you niggas.
Bless you.
How to bless all you bitches.
Bless you.
My virtue filled all the bleachers.
All the bleachers.
And I ain't got time for y'all leech. Some say I'm insane cause I know the game. Created my own lane, now they call me lame. What the fuck is y'all talking? Y'all niggas insane. I can feel the power every time you speak my name.
Say my name, say my name.
That's my little part right there. Say my name, say my name. So, all right, bro. So tell us, how did the song come about?
Actually, Blue Magic, man, I haven't really said it to many people. It turned out to be a good project, but it's more of a spiritual project. I can make the best music of my life when I actually have some type of motivation. And I was going through specific things at the time that just made me not give a F. And I just came off with all of those tracks. Me and her, they came one after one. After the second track, we said, hey, we're just going to keep recording and make a project. The reason it's called Blue Magic is it was a super blue moon on March 31st. And I'm very cosmetic and spiritual. So we wanted to drop it on that day. And we just embedded the name of Blue Magic within that project. And that's where the concept comes from.
Right. Okay. 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 Because, yeah, as soon as I first heard it, man, as soon as it opened up, and you know I can't sing, bro. But you heard it. It resonated down deep in me. So I can understand what you were saying with the soul and the beat and the feeling and everything like that. The album Blue Magic, is this kind of like a prequel, kind of setting you up for it? Is it something different on the track, on the album? What's up with this?
Well, that right there is, since it's self-titled, I would say that song is very potent, especially if you're bumping in the speakers loud. I would hope so that I hit it on the head. Like I say, I'm very scientifically with music. It'll actually put you in a trance, and it will give you some very positive vibes. It's packed full of energy in the invisible realm. And that song is self-titled after the project, obviously because of the title, but all the rest are just things that surround that nature of views that we see, things that we're just feeling. And it's something that I feel like that's relatable, that any listener, that once they listen to it, they can put themselves in our shoes and take something from the project and let it ride with them. It's something that's just going to stick with them, man, hopefully. And that's the vision that we're painting with the project.
Okay. One last question, and we're going to get over here to Truth I Mean. You ain't bust out that you a DJ as well. You still DJing?
Not in no club, brother, but I still do a lot of mixtape editing with the little boy for the artists that come through, a little various artist mixtape. That's about much as I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, DJing, do you think producing helps you DJ more, or do you think DJing helps you better produce? I think I said that right.
you said it perfectly. Exactly the way you said it, it depends on the mode. Right now, producing is helping me DJ better right now. But it's times where I can just DJ, and it makes me produce better, especially if, you know, doing so many things, it stretches me out with the creation. So when I'm not feeling like making beats, if I pull up and make a good mix with some industry music mixed in with locals and I can hear the sound, especially in the club or the speakers or something, yes, it gives me the creative juices. Like, ooh, that's an idea for a beat. But, you know, it depends on how I use it as needed, honestly, brother. I use it as needed.
Right. Okay. Well, you definitely doing your thing either way. Mad love. So, all right, bro. Stick with us. We're going to sit here. We're going to open up with Truth I Mean here in a moment. And then we're going to get to both you guys together and talk some more. Cool. All right. Well, let's get to the lady of the hour. All right. Let me see. Truth I Mean, is that you? Hello.
Hey, I'm here.
There she go. So how you doing, my man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm feeling monstrous on a Takeover Tuesday. You know, sorry. I'm gonna let the ladies go over here and say hello to y'all. Y'all don't take too long on y'all ladies moment. How y'all? Hey, girl. Yeah, I'm hating. It is what it is. But go ahead, ladies.
What I tell you. You know what? You always can put your little shades on. Stop it. It's unbelievable. So sad. We don't have our moments. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's later. Good.
Oh, goodness.
You still got your Jazzy?
I think it's a delay.
On mute. Okay. We'll see if we catch up with her. So, all right, Truth, let's see. Glad to have you. Monster salute. You're definitely A1 around here. You dig? Been following you for a while. So, hey, let's just go ahead and get into it. You heard how I opened up with Super Floyd. It's just how I do it. You dig? I try to help people get to know the people that we interview a little bit more and help them get a little more interactive on checking out the music, the videos, so on and so forth. So come on, Mama. You're going to have to tell us now. Who is Truth Amin outside of the music business? I mean, are you a little sister? Are you a mother, a cashier, a player, a pastor? I mean, who is Truth Amin outside of the music business?
Okay. Well, outside of the music, honestly, all I do is, I'm a mother. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, mother than music. That's my life.
You said, sum it up.
That's it. Yeah, mother than music. That's my life, yeah, and I love it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does the mother part in you help the music, or does the music help you be a better mother?
Oh, okay. I like that. I think the mother, I think it's all in me. Like, if I didn't have kids, I would still do music regardless. But the fact that I'm a mother, it pushes me harder.
Okay. Mm. That's what's up.
Okay. Does it affect the
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said, does it affect the songs that you make? Like, you might want to make a certain kind of song, but say you'd be like, no, I don't want my kids to hear that. Or, you know what I mean? Does it affect your music?
It doesn't affect it, but I do make music for them. I make all kinds of music, but they do kind of be in my ear a lot. And I'm like, you know, when I go to the studios, I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to do this type of song today. I want to do something that my kids can actually listen to. Oh, yes. Oh. Sometimes. But it turns out to be, you know, awesome, you know, music. So it brings out a different side of me.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. Never heard nobody say that one. It is. My bad, Miss Unbelievable. Go ahead, Miss Unbelievable. My bad.
So, would you consider yourself a crossover rapper, singer? Like, do you sing? Do you rap? Do you put it all together? Describe your type of music that you put out there for us.
Okay. Who you work with?
I personally want to say that don't want to box myself in. I had that problem when I first started. A lot of people was in my ear telling me what I should do. And I listened sometimes, and it kind of like not brought out the real me. So right now I'm doing whatever comes out, and that's rapping, that's singing, that's yodeling, that's whatever, you know. It's just whatever comes out, I'm making music. So I don't want to box myself in. I just want to say I make great music.
Okay. And who are some of the people that you work with in the industry? Major
celebrities or something like that?
Hey, anybody. Who you work with, girl?
Toot that. Well, I'm not going to like specifically say like I work with people, but I've been
around a lot of people. It's a difference because I know what I want. So when I'm around those people, a lot of people look at it and say, well, you know all these people and stuff, and why you ain't famous and rich and all that stuff, because I know what I want. So I'm gonna go back to your question. Working with some people, I haven't worked with a lot of major people. I've just been around them, and that helped me learn a lot about the music as far as what I want. So being around them and knowing that it doesn't come as easy as you think it does, it just makes me go harder. But I do know some people, but I know what I want as far as getting this music, so I'm still out there doing me. But hey, to all the people I know.
Hey.
You know?
Yeah.
I just want to show them, what I can do without them, because it's a lot of stuff out there that people is wanting and expect you to do and all that stuff, especially being a female in the game. So,
right.
Yeah.
What would you tell a young female trying to come in the game? What advice would you give them?
I would say stay focused. First of all, know what you want. You can't step out there without knowing what you want, because if you go out there not knowing what you want, you're gonna be looking for handouts all over the place. So know what you want, and then stay focused on that and just go get it. You have to have that. You have to maintain your respect. Being a young female out there in that game, you have to maintain that respect, because if you don't maintain that self-respect, you're gonna have a lot of more issues. I'm not saying it's easy, but just maintain that self-respect, know what you want, and go get it. That's how I say it, yeah.
I like that.
In that order.
Right?
Yeah. Then have 20 kings behind you ready to bust a nigga now.
That's what I'm talking about. Call these kings up.
Yeah, you
can. Head of that right there. Head of that.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. But yeah. Yep.
I guess that would be a good question to drop now. Are you dating? Are you in a relationship? I mean, how's the love life?
Love life is good, actually. Love life is good.
Okay. I'm nosy. It is what it is. So, all right, Jazzy, you back with us yet? Nope, she's still on mute over there. Okay. So to the people out there that may have not heard your music, try to describe to the people, what's your music like? What can they expect?
They can expect the unexpected, because like I said earlier, I make music just by the mood. I go and I create by the mood. So I can go in there and sing you a ballad, or I can go in there and sing you a rock song, or I can go in there and rap you some bars. I can do all of that. When they hear my music, they're going to expect the unexpected. So that's all I can say to you. It's great music. So, yeah, it's unexpected.
What is your greatest inspiration? What's your greatest inspiration when you create your music? Like, what's your inspiration? What gets you moving besides just the music and, the rhythm? But what is it that, keeps you hanging on with the music?
I think it's just in me. I think it's just, it's running through my body, running through my veins. Music is just in me. Like, I feel like if I don't do music, it's like, I think this is my, what? Let me rephrase, think. I know this is my purpose, on earth. When people say, find your purpose on earth and make it work, I know this is my purpose. So That's just what I do. It's like anybody that works a 9-to-5 that goes in to work every day and they be like, oh, I gotta go to work. You know, that's me. But instead of me going to that 9-to-5, I'm going to my 9-to-5. You know, so it's just there. You're like, I don't want to do nothing else. You know, it's always there. Like every day I wake up before I go to sleep, I don't want to do nothing else but be in the studio. So when you have that feeling, you just know.
You said that, Miss Unbelievable.
What was
your
question?
I'll jump in there with a question now. You know I'll jump in.
I know. I said, E, what's your question? I passed it. I passed it. There you go. There's the baton. Take that. Y'all silly.
We're fighting over how we're going to ask you. I'm trying to keep it where, you know, the people get to know you a little bit. And, you know, it's kind of partial on, you know, what she said about, you know, where did it come from, you know. Tell us, you know, do you have family members or, you know, anybody else in your family in the music? And how did you actually get into music? Where did it all start?
I do have family that's in music. My mama sings, my sister sings, my brother sings and rap. You know, most, yeah. So, and then plus I started writing poems when I was little, and then I just turned those poems into music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in a church, singing in the church choirs. So I've always been around music. Yep. Always.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's fun. So, all right. So we got to take a breather, which means we're going to play some of y'all music. let me see here. What do I got here? Matter of fact, I got a track of you holding your own. Matter of fact, yeah, I'm going to spin that one right quick. And then when we come back, we're going to ask you a couple more questions. We're going to open back over Super Floyd. This one I got is called Browser.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oops. Girl, we can cuss all day long. We online radio.
Okay.
We cuss all the time. We not gonna bleep you. We gonna add it. Play that shit.
Okay,
play that.
Look, you heard it.
Oh, girl, yes, I got you.
Okay.
So,
let's go, browser.
Yeah,
this is for all the browsers on the internet, the ones that be lurking and stuff, making fake pages and all up in your business instead of showing love. We gonna shout out to the browsers.
Monstrously. Get in.
We live, y'all. Take over Tuesday.
Yes.
Not without that light. Face it, embrace it. If a nigga buy down, let her taste it. If a bitch act up, let her feel it. Yeah. Now clip to the hip, to the fingers. I lift this, that hood shit. Got two kids with some hood niggas. From SC where that wood good. Gelato, OG, George Bush. Break it up, grind it up, share it up. Chump it up, whatever, just roll it up. Light it, hit it, roll it. We give zero fucks. I smell y'all haters from a mile away, and y'all just keep on talking on Facebook, creeping and shit, yeah. Making fake pages. Bitch, you don't know the truth.
Your haters browsing. I'ma show you what time it is. Yeah, I see you haters browsing. I'ma show you what time it is. Yeah.
Red carpet for a real nigga. Better show some compassion. Yeah, this shit everlasting. Let me count this stash.
Let me count
this
stash.
Y'all must be used to fucking with lanes that be sucking all your energy. Vampire shit, bitch. Casket ready, die quick.
Cause I'm still shining, yeah.
One monkey don't stop my show. Your hate just only build up my growth, yeah.
And I stay grinding, yeah.
Even in my dreams, I go get it. If you real ask me, we can split it. Cause this money won't change me,
money won't change
but
me.
But these fake ass niggas got a fake ass niggas tryna pull up in my shop.
Oh,
tryna get in free, oh no.
Oh no, oh no.
And I won't let them know.
They be looking at me crazy sideways. And I go deep on the highway.
trying to stop my shows. I can't stand these ladies. They're trying to stop my shows. I can't stand these ladies.
You haters browsing, browsing. I'ma show you what time it is, time it is. Yeah, I see you haters browsing, browsing. I'ma show you what time it is, time it is.
Now, yeah, Monsters Radio, take over Tuesday.
Second commandment of money. Thou shalt not speak evil of money. Thou shalt not say that money is hard to get or to hold. Money hath ears and will flee from thee. That Reverend.
Hey, I do have to say, I do like on the album, you guys do have quite a few snippets. and some of them go hard. I just want to say, yeah, I enjoy the album. So tell us about what was it? Obviously, I mean, if you listen to the track, you know what it came up on. But I got to ask, what brought on the track, Browser?
like Floyd said, we were just creating. Like, I mean, nothing in particular brought the track up. The beat came on, and I started writing. And then I was like, oh my God, we're going to name it Browser. I don't know. It was just like with the flow. Then once we got the title of it, I just kind of ran with it.
What is this? Just slow down.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't really
there's so many browsers on the web. I mean, there is. I mean, all these digital business, making fake faces and all that. I can agree with that song wholeheartedly. You need to just put it as an anthem. Stop browsing. Like, it's a hot mess. Especially if it's a man that they want and you got him. Oh, it's over. It's over.
Oh, yeah, it's fake pages all over the place. You have friend requests, notifications, like, what kind of country? Wakanda country is this?
Like,
for real?
Forever. I don't even know you.
You're like, who sent
you? I did that, yes. I did. I had to make sure.
Yeah, I can see people going by other people too now, talking about, I can't stand the lane.
Hit that one more time.
Hit that one more time. I can't what? I can't stand the lane.
Hey!
Why is that going to be in my brain?
Hey!
That's going to be my ringtone.
Hey! That's what's up. I see you have browsing.
Hey,
yes, hello, browsers.
Be like, this is for you. Yeah, listen, I know you do it.
Right. Oh, okay, goodness, that's what's up.
My bad. My bad. We'll bring it
yeah,
back.
Bring
my
it back.
Bad. We just taking
yeah.
over. My
yeah.
bad. My bad. Girl moment. Another girl moment. You had to be there.
I know, right? They'll be all right for a minute. They'll be all right for a minute.
So tell us, if I call out. So tell us, what was it about working with Super Floyd that, you know, that that got you to, into doing the whole album, you guys doing the album together?
Short, simple, and sweet. He lets me be me. You know, when we're in the studio, he lets me be me. I let him be him, and that's the most important thing. It's no competition. You know, we're just freely making great music.
Right, right. Okay, okay. Yeah, because I think that's one of the elements that's kind of lost today. You know, they hear somebody with a hot track on the internet, and they send a verse and blah, 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 but to actually be in the studio with somebody else and co-create, I mean, what is that feeling like?
To actually be in the studio with somebody else and co-create is awesome, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all.
Yeah, I just always, thought it was always a great thing, you know, like when you hear about artists getting together and doing jam sessions and stuff like that and the type of music that they will come up with. So, yeah, I'm anxious to even hear what else you guys would have coming up in the future after this Blue Magic. All right, let's open it up with Super Floyd here again.
There ain't nothing like chemistry, boy. Ain't nothing like chemistry.
So, all right, let's see if we got Jazzy B back with us and see if she might have some questions for you guys here. We do have Super Floyd on the line as well. You there, Jazzy?
Yo.
We got you there, Monsters ATL?
Yeah. I can't even say it again. Sorry.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me? Hello.
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Oh, I was saying if you had a question. Yeah. If you had a question for Super Floyd or Truth, I mean.
I don't have a question. Y'all really covered everything. I do not have any questions.
Okay, I was trying to buy some time before I cough again. But you're not helping me.
Dang. Just hold your arms up.
Every
oh,
season.
You're going to hit me with hold your arms up. Oh, okay. I got my arms up. I'm still coughing. Oh, no, it works. Okay, it's not about us. It's about them, y'all. Anyway, take over Tuesday. We got Super Floyd and Truth on Me. We didn't even, I mean, I was so excited. I even forgot to have you guys tell people, I mean, where can they find the album and where to connect with you guys? We'll start with you, Super Floyd. Where can people find the album and how do they connect with you, bruh?
Okay. You can find the album on Bandcamp. You type in Solar, Jill, G-O-E-A, Solar, S-O-L-A-R. And you could just put Blue Magic, Blue Magic with a K instead of a C, and it'll pop up on Bandcamp. It's available for donations or $7, and you can get free listenings. I think up to like 10 free listenings. And either way, you can listen to it or purchase it at that link. And you can reach me on Facebook at Rasheed Floyd or 1G Productions. Twitter and IG would be Super Floyd, SUPAFLOYD, 1G. Those are my social medias.
Okay, don't forget, after you listen to the album, you can hit them up for production. So, all right, Truth I Mean, tell the people where they can find you at.
Okay, you can find me on Twitter at ID Truth I Mean. You can find me on Facebook at Truth I Mean. Instagram, Truth I Mean. Everywhere, Truth I Mean. Except Twitter is IB Truth I Mean. Snapchat is I said Snapchat. Snapchat is Truth I Mean, if I'm not mistaken. might be R&B Goddess Truth I Mean. But everything is Truth I Mean. Truth I Mean, yes. And that's my real name, too, FYI.
Okay.
Okay, Truth I Mean. I mean, Truth I Mean, girl, that's what's up. I know, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So so Superfly, can we expect some videos coming out pretty soon?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We definitely have videos from Blue Magic coming to support the promo for the project. Videos is just a part of the culture today anyway. And I'm a little behind on it. She got plenty of videos. So I got to step out from being quiet and do something for Blue Magic. But, yeah, she definitely got way more of them than me, but I'm going to do what I have to do for this project.
Okay. So, all right, Truth, I mean, tell the people where they can find some of your videos. And, I mean, what's the next move after, for the whole Black Magic project? I mean, y'all going to do a Black Magic reality.
It's Blue.
I said Black Magic. Look, everybody's
coming
up. Blue Magic.
Yeah.
Blue Magic. Oh. Blue Magic.
Yeah, it's blue.
Oh, man.
Well, actually, you know what? We got a lot of things that we are planning on doing with this project. So I don't want to like speak on it because, you know, I just rather show than tell. It's like a show and tell type thing. But you know what I'm saying? If anybody out there listen to the, we don't call it an album because that's what it is. If anybody out there listen to the album, you know, we are working on remixes. Like, we're remixing the whole album. So, you know what I'm saying? If anybody out there just kind of like what they hear and want to get on something, then y'all hit us up and let us know. That's one thing that I can say that we are doing. But the rest of that, I think I'd rather show than tell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do they connect to Hop a Remix?
Say that again.
Say what, bro?
How do they connect with you guys to Hop a Remix when they come out?
Oh, connect.
What you guys are doing? Yep.
Well, once you listen to the album, and it's a particular song that you just love, and you're an artist, and you want to get on it, then that's the song that you get on. And then once that song is like picked or whatever, nobody else can get on that song, you know? So we're going down the line. Like if somebody calls and say, oh, I like this song, I want to get on that, boom. Nobody else can get on that song until we get the whole album done. But you can contact me at NajaTheTruth@gmail.com to let me know any tracks anybody want to get on, or if, you know, anybody heard the album. And I guess you can get Super Florida at rawtouchconsultants@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on social media. But we're still promoting this thing. We're still going to be promoting for a minute. And so we're just trying to get the word out, you know, everybody to get the feel of the album and stuff. And, you know, we're doing remixes, trying to get everybody to kind of just get in, just get, basically get the feel of it. So a lot of people love the music, and a lot of artists is like, oh boy, I want to get on it. So, you know, I think that's a great idea to remix the whole album.
And also I want to throw in too, under the definition of remix is for producers. If they can sync a tempo to a certain track and make a beat around to it, and mm-hmm. It's more than just verses. It's for rearrangements. It's for production, and we're gonna take our time with it. The actual title would be The After Effect of Blue Magic. So we're just taking our time coasting with it, but it's something we're gonna carefully put together, especially as more people hear it.
Right, that's big, bro. Wow. Ain't nobody doing that. Okay. That's what's up. Y'all getting it out there like that. Okay. So, all right. So, hey, we are at the end of the show.
Let's see. Anybody else got any more questions before we go ahead and tap out of here?
I have a question. That might seem weird, huh?
What?
I know that seems weird. I want to know what's anybody, like, has anybody that's listening heard it yet? You know, or E-Monster, what's your favorite track? I know you heard it. I want to hear some favorite tracks if anybody that's listening has heard the album. Just curious.
Well, I have to say it's kind of a tosser for me. Hold on, let me find the song, actually the one it is. I actually enjoy the album. I enjoy the whole
album.
It was very refreshing for me. Blue Magic. Like how it came on, everything, all that stuff was fresh to me. Like I loved how all that stuff came out. I loved like the verses, the bars. I'll be honest. I mean, Super Floyd knows don't like to compare artists to other artists, but I'm just saying it's like it's a great timing, especially after, you know, because I think a lot of the album is about bars and knowledge, empowerment. I think it's a great time to come after this whole Kendrick Lamar type thing. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know what I mean? But I just think it has that realm, that vibe to me. You know what I mean? When it's like you can hear some bars and you can learn something. You know what I mean? Something real. Like you said, it's some soul.
Yes.
Thing. You know what I mean?
Okay. Thank you. That's real. That's what's up. Okay. Yes. We did the right thing.
And my favorite song is Forgive Them. That's my favorite.
Oh, yes, mine. I told you so. That's what's up. Oh, goodness. Yeah, I just don't know how that makes me feel. That's love.
Well, mine is just that sound, because I'm addicted to sound. I'm addicted to the music of sound. I'm addicted to what sound does to your body. I'm addicted to sound. So, yeah, I like just that sound.
You guys got some shout outs you guys want to do?
You want to go ahead first, too?
You can go. Did you spoke first?
Want to say shout out to, first of all, my brother, UE Monster. You know what I'm saying? The whole Monstrous family, Jazzy, all the ladies on the call. Shout out to, you know, Kevo. And 864 SP, you know, and for all the music lovers out there, point blank, especially all the single parents, single parents, male or female, father or mother. Shout out to all the single parents for holding it down, man. And you know, most important, the Most High also. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
All right.
Shout out, E-Monster. Yeah, I'm shout you out, E-Monster, you know what I'm saying, for bringing us, getting us on this interview. That's most love. Shout out to Floyd all day, you know. Shout out to the Most High, you know, and shout out to all my fans, everybody that loves the music that we do. Shout out to myself. I'm just very, like, lovable, happy, energetic person. Shout out to everybody. I just love this all day, you know. I just love all the peace, the positive energy, and everything. So, yes, those are my shout-outs.
That's what's up. I'm just loving the energy, though. I'm just saying.
All right. Yes, me too.
Shai, what you got for us, Ms. Unbelievable?
shout out to everyone who's on tonight. It was awesome. Just know that you can listen 24/7, 362 days a year. Yep, I'm adding some, you know, add subtracting. On monstersradio.com, all the archives. If y'all want to get on, just tell them to listen to the archives and we can shoot them out. Ways to get in contact with you guys. And just keep on doing what you're doing. Make that sound, make it move, groove, and love it.
Okay. There it is. So, all right, y'all. You know how we do it. I can't do shout-outs too much. You know what I mean? People be getting in their feelings. They want the water balloons at my house. I got to send out my dog to bite you in the ass, and I'm going to hit you with my BB gun. Pa-pow! But I'm going to go ahead and send mad love to Superfloor and Truth I Mean tonight. It is for coming in, doing the interview. Sorry about the little delay in the beginning, but like I said, when I was hustling to get back to the studio, we going to make it work. And we made it work. It was a good night. So, people, it's unbelievable. If you still want to connect with them and you miss anything, you can listen to the archive show 24/7, 365. All we only price that has on it is that you like, comment, and share. And you all good. You dig? So, all right. let's see. I don't got nothing else. I usually have something funny to say. I ain't got nothing funny to say. So hopefully somebody help me out. I guess if you go out tonight, you know how I do it. Don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying
bus
to get
stop.
Into business. I need your ass for the rating tomorrow. Right.
Bus stop, you know they ain't about to have me.
We're going to get out of here with Superfloor and Truth I Mean still off this Blue Magic. Yeah, I said it.
Yes. Yes. Not black, blue.
AM. This is AM, PM. Monsters Radio.
AM, PM.
Hey! What makes you cry?
Well, a few things, but most of the time when I get angry, if I cry, then you know I'm really mad at you. But other than that, I'm always happy.
AM skies to PM grind. Focus on your shine and block out the cries. Distractions, I hold you back in the subtle form of a real strong attack. Better base your life off facts. Numbers don't lie, so please check the stats. And fix your crown guard up. Stay true to yourself and never change up.
I swear I know I'm the shit, and in my soul I won't quit. My bestie tell me push harder, girl, your shit is legit. It's either win or lose, and I got so much shit to prove. Well, work for free, I gotta eat, my kids get hungry too. I got nieces and nephews, and they look up to me. I got a good reputation, don't need no fuckery. I'm on my business the way things in life supposed to be. He got me wrapped up so they won't get so close to me. I mirror angels, I analyze every devil. They try to step in my way and drop me down to the level. That's everywhere you go, people try to test you with I knowing what's going on in your mind. All I bless them. I keep this ripple flowing and say my numbers going and traffic blowing horns. My patience running low and I drop the top and relax. Drop the top and relax. Relax.
AM skies to PM grind. Focus on your shine and block out the cries. Distractions, I hold you back in the subtle form of a real strong attack. Better base your life off facts. Numbers don't lie, so please check the stats. And fix your crown guard up. Stay true to yourself and never change up.
Yeah, the game ain't changed, the players got better. We all on our grinds just to chase the cheddar. It ain't no such as a fucking failure. Know the guard in yourself and that's the true treasure.
Genie in the bottle, holla if you need a wish. 33 degrees, curry, yeah, I'm all swish.
Game. Put me in a hall of fame. Everywhere that I go, I leave a trail of flames.
Seek thyself and you will find your kingdom. AM skies to the PM grind.
Seek thyself and you will find your kingdom. AM skies to the PM grind.